Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name's Liz.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well. Yes. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Anybody need us today? Anybody in the queue?
No. No one's in the queue. No one's in the queue
not.
All right now.
No one's in the queue. Sugar in the water, sugar na 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 na. No one's in the queue. No one's. Oh my God. I apologize in advance, Alisa. I don't know what kind of co-hosting I shall be doing today. We'll just let it roll. I'm loopy, particularly because I just had not the best sleep at all last night. So got a big old tumbler of coffee, and we shall get through that. And I believe on the last show, I said things sort of began to take a turn for the worse, right? Yeah. But what was I'm so grateful for the last show was that I really had the opportunity to sort of step out of the hologram, so to speak, and really deal with the truth of being connected to Source and being a conduit to pass on a message to you that needed to get communicated to you. So,
yeah,
and to be incredibly brief, because I really want to shift the conversation and talk to you about how you felt since the last show. And it was only just Thursday. It's only Tuesday. It feels like weeks in between shows every time I get back on the air with you. But to be extremely brief, my son basically walked away from the boxing program. Long story short, because I didn't want to deal with the Child Protective Services situation, like I need to show proof to the Board of Ed that he's enrolled someplace. Otherwise, it's a case of truancy.
And
extreme worst-case scenario, just because I'm hyper-aware, it doesn't mean that I'm claiming that this could happen. I'm just very hyper-aware. Extreme worst-case scenario, which will not happen, is that if I don't do my due diligence, which, of course, I'm doing, he could be, you know, put into foster care. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And I do have him enrolled in an online school situation that will start in a week. I wanted to wait till after Memorial Day. And the sign for me is that they have kids online all over the world, all over the country. Either they're talented and gifted or they have emotional problems and everything else in between. So they totally are accommodating. And even with looking at his transcripts, they said he can start the second half of seventh grade.
Wow.
So to only be behind by a semester as opposed to being left back.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to him on the phone, because I told his father, I said, please take him for a day or two. Please take him. Please take him. So his father took him Sunday. He's coming back today. I just needed to catch my breath. I'm just so feeling the physical effects of this. I dare not go to the doctor. Like, let me just get myself together and claim health and wellness. But I already know. Like, I've been operating on fumes for many, many months, too many months. So when I spoke to him on the phone and I said, this is another option, how would you feel about starting with the second half of seventh grade? And his response was, I'm down with that. So, okay, that's a good sign. And then the rest I'm leaving alone. The rest I'm leaving alone. I have to just energetically cut these cords as hard as it is. And it's just so damned exhausting. And not great communication with his father
mm-hmm.
at all, and I've been exasperated. And of course, I had to be told that I'm failing as a parent, and that really, and then to get get a phone call 2 minutes later, I don't want to hurt you. I'm like, no, I didn't say anything, but in my head, I'm like, this is why I'm divorcing you, because you mm-hmm. don't get to do this anymore. You don't get to make me the scapegoat or the whipping boy, and then apologize and it goes away. No, damage is done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this marriage is over. You don't get to do that. I don't want to hurt. It's too bad. Well, you can't undo it. I can't unlive that. I can't unexperience that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to claim it. But take some responsibility, buddy.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm doing
heavy
lifting.
What happened with the boxing that he decided?
I just rebelled. Just rebelled mm-hmm. against it. Yeah. And the thing is, and I teach also, so I get it. If you don't want to be here, get the hell out, because somebody else does.
Right.
I so get that. I'm not making anybody wrong. It's the reason why I pulled him out of school. You do not. He did not get suspended. He did not get expelled. I suspended him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you do not talk to another human being like that, especially a teacher, especially a female. We will not tolerate that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I, oh, my goodness. I have to be very, very careful. And, of course, I'm being extremely high-functionally professionally, so there's nothing else left. So I'm
sure.
lightheaded, I'm out of my body, I'm shaking, I'm nervous, like it's just, yeah. Anyway, that's that. Happy to be grounded doing the show. So I'd like to know how you felt just sort of sitting with having Lois come in during the show on Thursday. And for those of you who don't know, just kind of maybe just explain, for there's listeners who didn't hear the show on Thursday, what that experience was, what happened with you.
Well, I said, you know, the whole point was just, you know, let's go ahead and pull a message. We hadn't pulled messages in a while for us. And my mentor, you just said, well, there's a name coming in. And you said, I feel like it's someone from the other side. And he said, Lois. And I'm like, well, there's only one Lois that I know. And she's already passed. So I'm not surprised. I hadn't actually heard from her in any sense. You know, I tend to get people who, you know, will show up in dreams, but that's not necessarily the case. Like, I don't usually get people that I know who've passed, because I actually haven't, you know, I've had a lot of people pass, but even the people that I know who've passed don't usually show up in my dreams. She finally did. She came through, and it was one of these, you know, I'm just, Lois has always been a mentor. She was a teacher and a mentor, so it's one of those, well, I've got to pay attention, you know, obviously. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It could have been like my grandmother. That's still like, I got to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
especially in this case, because it's a type of relationship that we've had. And you know, here she is just saying, basically, like, you know, you've got to step up your game, and, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you're not, I don't want to couch it in my own terms, like, we haven't done enough. It's just that it's, you know, you've got work to do, and to stop delaying. And that feeling of, okay, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said that, I, you know, like, you're still going to want to know why, and you're going to have to ask all these different questions, but you're going to have to start moving in that direction of what you're supposed to be doing. And of course, the question is, like, well, what exactly?
I know, right? Can you just give me a fortune cookie, just something, bloop,
right.
anything. Write it on a napkin. Draw it on a cocktail napkin. Something. Please.
And what's interesting is that it's sort of like us getting impressions when we're doing readings. We don't have all those answers because it's not been generated yet. It's not been materialized yet. You could say, you know, it's like saying I want a car. Like, well, I can see a car, but like whatever car I see may not be exactly what you want. You know, so that what's that going to do for you? Well, that's not what I want. All of a sudden, it's just more a process of elimination, and not feeling like you're moving towards whatever it is. Like you're still. It's a way of putting it is like we're still in all the choices that we have yet to make. That's what shapes that end result. So you can't just ask for an answer because then it's not really the answer that you've created. It's an answer that you think you want. And I'm kind of feeling like this is a big message for all of us, but, you know, for your son, you know, for you.
Everybody.
You know, for my cousin Anna, because I know she's listening.
Anna.
And, you know, for all of us, it's just this it's this thing that we want the answer, and I think it's more like we want to get pointed in the right direction, but we have to acknowledge that whatever direction we're headed, we have to own that we created that.
Right.
So it's like a really complicated feeling to explain. You've come this far, but
the journey
for you to ask these questions, there's more for you to be aware of, and they can't tell you. Like
nope.
I couldn't tell you, and I'm in the physical. They have very limited ways of reaching us because you know they're not in the physical.
Right.
I will say this: she showed up in a dream. She showed up in a dream. At some point in the last, I mean, it may have been that same night, maybe been Thursday night, maybe been Friday night. Showed up in a dream, and I had been pushing it, just with you know all the things I had been doing with going to sleep early. I've just been pushing it, and so it did not work out that way where I've been getting enough rest. So
this you've been
morning,
running around.
I didn't go to bed until like after 3 o'clock.
Oh well, you and me both, sister. Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, but she
and
I, so this I mean honestly the stuff I wrote down in my journal was like two lines, but it was only because my writing was so bad
But that's good.
But I knew Lois was in there, and she was sort of visiting me and sort of it wasn't like a comforting look.
She was like, your loudmouth friend has to step aside, and I got to say something. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. This is her when she's very, and she tends to be kind of serious. She has a sense of humor, but when she has something to say, it was more like I know you're not going to get it all. But I'm gonna visit you like another couple of times or something like that. It was one of these like announcements, like I'll be around.
Well, you see, what happened? What happened was energetically, and I'm just picking it up that her showing up, like she's wanted to come in.
Mm.
It's not like she hasn't, but your mental capacity is so hyper extended. It's like energetic barbed wire. She's like, I'm not going to work that hard. So I'm not. She's like, no, we're not. See, I'm talking like me, but that's not how she talks. But the gist of it is, I'm not going to work that hard. There's always another way. There's always another way to skin a cat. I would never say that expression. To me, she would. That's why I'm saying it. To me, I would be like, you could always jump the turnstile to get on the subway, but that's me. But there's another way. But she would say there's another way to skin a cat. So she knew, that sounds so weird coming out of my mouth. Anyway, she knew that this was a more fluid way to come in. And then because you received it, and you had a very visceral you were moved to tears, but that's when some of the walls came down.
Right.
So this is why when you say that you scribbled the two lines, I say thank goodness. I say it's about time, because that's that's the place to start accessing. That's where the work is beginning. So
right.
Even those two lines, whatever it was, and a little bit of semantics, and I'm not just saying this to you, I'm saying this to myself, I'm saying this to everybody, and this is a bit of a challenge, that whenever we want to use the word but, sometimes but unconsciously might cancel out what came before it. I'm trying so hard, but, well, you're not really trying so hard, but that it's habit, right? And this is something that I caught on to yesterday, and I want to apply it in conscious practice. So instead of saying but, say so. I'm trying so hard, so I will do this. So change, swap. Isn't that brilliant? Swap out.
Yeah, and Anna likes to say and instead of but.
There you go. And
but
or
so.
Same thing, same
so,
difference. Exactly,
yeah.
Anna. Yes, that's my girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that will help. So that's what happened. She was able to facilitate through me dissolving. She's like, I've been wanting to come in, girl. So we're going to do it like this.
That's
and then
interesting.
She was able to show up in your dream.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Do you know what the two lines were that you scribbled?
No, it was literally just like, you know, the setting, which was, I don't even know, the setting. I know that Lois was there. I know one of my old friends was there. She's still here in the physical. It was just literally that. It was just like, it took me
That's
two
all you
lines
needed.
Just because.
That's all you need. All
because
you need.
They were just words. They were just like not complete thoughts. It was just,
you
know,
good.
A couple of names.
Start with that.
And that was it.
Yep. Okay.
But I remember
okay.
writing down that she was supposed to come. She said she was announcing that she was still going to be visiting me at least, you know, two or three more times.
Who's the friend
you're not going to get it the first go around?
No, of course not. Hell, absolutely not. And who's, you don't have to say the name, but you wrote down more than one name of people?
Yeah.
Okay. How many names did you write down? Do you know? And it doesn't matter.
I think it was just one other name.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is that this isn't somebody that you're super tight with. You might have been close, but not really super tight. Yeah. Okay. This isn't the person that went with you to see her husband, is it? It's not, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
I didn't think so. Mm-hmm. Because she's a little. Okay, let me not judge. But let's just put her over there. Okay. We'll just put her over there. I'm not gonna be all whatever. Okay. Snark. Lack of sleep. I don't want to be snarky, but we'll put her over there. I knew it wasn't her. I just wanted to double check. Okay. How old were you when you met this friend?
I had just started my job as an admissions rep. So
oh my
I
God.
Was
so that's
20,
20. Yeah. Okay.
23. 23, 24, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this person, was she also, I thought it was a very long time. This person, you guys had Lois in common also, or she just came in?
She just came in. No.
She just came in.
I think,
Okay, this is good because you're confirming everything that I'm picking up, that she wasn't part of Lois's circle, but she came in. Okay, so at 23, there was... So that was at 23, and was the nature of this friendship kind of very benign, like on again, off again, but not that deep?
No. Well, it was just a very brief, because she was in transition too. She was, when I started, she had maybe a couple of months before she was leaving that office to start school. But we hit it off really well.
There you go. Yeah, benign, but on again, off again. That's kind of,
the only ones that shared that. But it wasn't, but you said it wasn't that deep. And I thought, no. This was one of these friendships that.
No, what I mean by it wasn't that deep.
Okay,
my bad.
I'm just saying, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that with the transition,
you're right.
We were the only ones sharing an office out of all the admissions reps.
Mm-hmm.
And... because of that, we got to know each other really well. So it was
right.
Yeah. So we still kept in touch. We definitely kept in touch. After that.
Right.
So.
Right. So it's the type of things that I'm getting. So when I said not that deep, not like that it wasn't significant, not that deep, like that I love relationships that you don't have to talk to the person for 3-4 years or you run into them and you pick up where you left off. Like that would happen with this person. That's what I mean by it's not that deep, where it's like, you didn't call me, or we had a fight, or whatever. It was just energy, just flowing, whatever. Two of you shared a space. She went to for higher learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a work environment. You had this benign, lovely friendship that was not stigmatized in any shape or form or another. It was just this lovely flow. It was there was a fluidity. There was a fluidity to that. So not that deep that it wasn't acrimonious or traumatic or whatever. It was just lovely for what that was. But at 23... what was your nature like at 23, not in the workplace, but just sort of like in your spiritual development? What sort of things were you thinking about inside?
I was still, I would say, still interested. I was doing my own little numerology reading, so that was still something that, you know, I still wanted to know people's birthdays and that kind of thing. I didn't really share it with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I just... you know, not just graduated college, but freshly out of college, I would say another year out. And this is my first time kind of living away from either Charleston or Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was in an environment where I certainly didn't share a lot because it was a much smaller community. It's about an hour south of Atlanta. I'm pretty sure I increased their, you know, person of color count, you know, dramatically just by showing up on campus.
Yeah.
So it was just a different vibe, despite being, you know, a larger city, but not like Atlanta, and not even as big, I don't think, as Charleston. And I'm on a private campus, so just, I mean, outside of work, there wasn't much to do. I was working a lot, and I was trying to make new friends. So it was definitely a big transition period. You know, I hadn't figured out I was gay yet, so there's all that.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone there, seems like every other person there was coming out of the closet. So it was an interesting environment to be in.
There you go.
You're
confirming everything that I'm picking up. Because I was going to say you weren't out then. Not that I know that, but I think you came out a little bit later. So
five years.
Child. Well, that makes sense because she likes to make an informed decision.
You know.
Well,
I'm just doing my research
and development.
You know,
research and development. R&D. Girl. You know, you got to make sure. Got to make sure you know what side your bread is buttered on. No guy. Is it boy butter or girl butter? That's a thing. But anyway. All of that. See, the mind is a terrible thing because it's wasting. that energetically confirms that because you're getting, you know, as Source communicates to us, it's always symbolically. And all of this is of no surprise, and you're confirming all the impressions that I'm getting because this was an environment of a perception of work, okay? And it was a lot of work, and there was all that you could do, but you were, still in process of formulating your truest expression of who you are, which took several more years.
Mm-hmm.
So things were not completely coalesced, completely developed, completely manifested and expressed. This friend, somebody benign, somebody non-judgmental, and for where you were in your life at that time, the closest person where you were that you could be for that time, your most authentic version of yourself. Mm. Right? And you shared space. Right?
Right.
So Lois is using that relationship and that time of this is it inside out, where work can be fluid. Work can be expressed from your most authentic self. Work doesn't have to be fully formed. You took 5 years to make that commitment to yourself, like, yes, this is my identity. This is who I am. This is who I want to love. This is how I navigate and express myself in the world. So in that same consideration, whatever work it is to do, that's in the development phase, and it doesn't have to be any more than that right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I just looked at what I wrote, and it's circle.
Okay. It's who?
First word I wrote down was circle, and then Lois, and then my friend, and that's it. Those only three lines, and then after I woke up, I put the date. And then after I woke up, I put down 2-3 more visits, because I remember that part. So
good.
Circle. Whatever that environment was, you're right. It was something that made me think.
Yeah.
Full circle, coming back around and saying, okay.
So this is
really good. That you're asking these questions and that you're picking up on these things because it's good for me. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, and it's good for me because there's strength and clarity in that when I feel sometimes lack of strength and clarity in my waking life, it's just too much. It's like every day there's another, like, it's like Russian roulette. Every day is Russian roulette. Then I have to be out in the world. Oof.
Right.
So this
we have a couple hands raised. But interesting is that both of these people when Lois was still in the physical, like, they have come to me in dreams, and not very often. But with my friend, despite being, you know, separated and not really having a lot to do anymore, it's been one of these two constants, and even I would say even Lois's husband, who's still alive. When I would have dreams of Lois, normally it was with Lois and her husband, and they would just sort of show up in these dreams, and I'd tell them about, oh yeah, you were my dream. And one of the biggest dreams I remember had to do with them in a house. And so, you know, what's interesting is that I helped them move from Atlanta to their, what eventually would be their home in Sarasota. And that was the same city where Lois passed. The image I have with my friend was her walking out into the ocean.
Hello.
Like on some, you know, and she was wearing a black coat. But it was like, she was like, not like walking on water, but kind of, you know, but I know there was something there supporting her. And there's usually that and a couple of like just ocean images, either it's about the ocean, so a lot of feelings, and then, or being kind of underneath, like maybe at an aquarium, but whales. So I'm not sure. I just remember those were two of the dreams of my friend. I'm like, okay. And that was early on. These are dreams I may not have written them down, but those are see that from the stuff I just remember. So very interesting stuff to get. So I appreciate that. But you're right. There's, you know, stuff in development. There's stuff that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So it ties into what I'm talking about where
it's not your doctorate.
I'm not gonna
dissertation.
Know.
Not your dissertation,
right?
Yeah, there are other ways to skin a cat. I would never say that, but that makes me laugh.
It's a good Midwestern term to use. That's kind of interesting. Okay, well, let me thank you. Yes, my
pleasure.
I know this is Anna.
Oh, good.
Hello. She's available. I know she's in transit. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Hi, darling.
All right.
Hey.
No. Wait, it's like Lionel Richie. Hello. Or no. Hello.
It's me.
Come back to New York. Hello. Lord help me, Jesus. Hi, darling. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. So good to hear my voice, too. I feel like I lost it the past couple of days.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
Lord.
Not sure what's up. Yeah, just, you know, well,
yeah, life. You know what's
issues.
Up, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We all have our own little interesting things happening in life. And
yes.
I talked to you, Elisa, briefly, but I didn't, you know, told you I was at the studio late last night trying to do some things and then check my email and the kid's therapist.
Oh.
Canceled our meeting for tomorrow.
Oh.
She emailed me to reschedule it for 2 weeks from now, which was very irritating to me because this is the meeting where the supposed parents get together and try to work out something.
Oh.
So it's the one step closer.
The way to get you.
And
that it's a way to get you.
Well, yeah. And so
it's a loophole. It's a loophole to get you. Sorry, let me stop.
It is what it is. And so I was really irritated. And so I did message to see if this was the therapist or if it was, you know, the exes. And apparently it was the therapist. I get
good.
That. And so we talked about the, you know, kind of the what if. And I said, you know, because we're on two totally different pages. And so she was asking, how are we on different pages? And I said, first of all, as a parent, I would be pushing to get this meeting. To get this meeting so that we could resolve this as quickly as possible. And I replied back to the therapist and I said, you know, this saddens me.
Yeah.
It saddens me that this is being taking as long as it has taken.
Oh, yeah.
From my understanding, the children have been in therapy for a while. And you told me at our last meeting, because I did meet with her, that that I am their parent, that the children love me and they miss me, and this has really changed their world. And so to have somebody validate that for me was amazing.
That's huge.
And
and of course it's true. Oh, my God. So that really is profound for you, and it must be so painful. Like you're even – no, is it you, her, and the kids to meet up?
No,
just
the
three, two of you.
The therapist.
Got it. All right, keep going.
Well,
got it.
Well, honestly, it's about helping her feel like she can trust me, helping her feel
Yes.
It's all about her.
Safe. It's about her feeling safe
her
or whatever.
Comfortable. Even no matter what happened on my end, it's really all about helping her feel safe.
Well, and if you think about wait, let me just say something. Hold that.
Yep.
If you think about that, that's been a pattern that you've broken your back over the years to accommodate.
Yes.
All right, keep going.
Well, it really, I was extremely upset last night.
Oh, honey.
And I just said, you know, as a parent, I would have pushed that the children
Absolutely.
Talk to their other parents
because they come first.
At least,
thank you.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So, and I said, as a parent, I would have made sure that the children were in communication with the other parent, that the children, I was just running down my list. And so she offered that I could come over after hours and peek at the children.
What?
Which I thought was extremely mean.
That's just mean and twisted for everybody.
I said, do you really think that first of all, that was the not nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. And I said, I'll be honest with you. I got over there, I'd be poking them to wake them up.
Exactly.
I'd be hugging them.
I mean, that's
and loving
not the
on
smartest
them.
Thing. It's not the smartest thing.
Yeah.
It really isn't very intelligent, and that's torture for the children and you. That's emotional. It's I'm sorry. I'm extra crispy. I apologize in advance, but how I feel is that cruelty to the children to keep you away from them.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Again, I stand in observation, and this has not been easy at all for me.
You poor thing.
So And I said, you know, this basically this prolongs it another month that, that I will not be able to see them because I have to move through this session.
Right.
And if this session is a good session, then maybe we can schedule some supervised visitation. So how many of those do we need to go through? Because apparently what I'm understanding is I'm going to see them, and then we're going to work through using a script. We're going to – I need to see them individually. I need to see them together. So you're talking about a process that could take 2 or 3 months.
That's crazy. You're their parent.
Said, you know, well, yes. And so I really just ended it with I ended it with, you know, everything that you have asked, you've offered me in the last few hours, I have asked for in the past several months. Anyway, let's just say it is what it is.
Okay.
On another note, I have some interesting news,
and
maybe we could get some hits on this. And I know, Alisa, you said some other people were in the queue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one other person. Okay, so real quick. So I found out on Mother's Day that I have another brother. And
welcome to the club.
And so
Tony.
This is it's not my dad's side. It's my mom's side.
Oh, mama.
So, we don't have answers. So we're actually going to be meeting next month in Louisiana. So it's going to be an interesting. So more on that, but I thought that was a cool thing. So if mom comes through and offers any superior advice to tell us where to go to instigate some things, then let me know. But,
yes, I will.
But other than that, you know, everything is shifting and moving, and you know, it's like, wow, this is the universe. I'm a 5 in a 5 year. So I was asking the universe what fantastic changes you could bring to me this year.
There you go. Well,
and so the universe brought me a big brother. And
this is so weird.
One
this,
step closer to seeing the kids. But, yeah.
This is weird.
Okay.
This is okay. What's coming in now, and I'll leave you with this, and I'll meditate on it. But Google the wherever suspenders were invented. Don't ask me.
Where were
suspenders? Yeah.
Invented. Okay.
It's either that. Or the suspender manufacturing capital invented or
that let's see,
so
that's
weird.
Interesting. Albert 1820, Albert Thurston.
Where is he from?
World War I, he became a custom uniform belt. It seemed like it was a European thing. It didn't really say. It didn't say where. It
okay,
said, I guess. Hold on a second. Let me say where.
It might be. It might also be like a descendant type of thing, meaning not literally, but just like European. Also, or where they were most like where the bulk of the supply came manufactured in the States.
Okay, it's British designer Albert Thurston. They were known as braces in Great Britain. And so apparently the fashion, when they did high-waisted pants, the belts could not be used to hold them up. So let's see, how about where were suspenders
manufactured
in the U.S.?
Let's see that. That is so weird that came in.
In the 1960s.
Don't even put a year. That's it. Don't even put a year.
Interesting. Hmm. Upholstered suspenders, like you can buy them, USA Clothing, the history. Let me just spell this out because sometimes Google. I love the Google.
Yeah, it just. It's like if they're like the biggest suppliers, suspenders, if there's a manufacturer, there's something about that.
Suspenders.
Yes.
We've got a place in Indiana. We've got Oregon.
Okay. Well, write those places down.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll take it from there. Don't ask. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, this all came out with in the Ancestry. You know, you do the DNA.
Right.
I'll tell you what. That Ancestry.com, that's going to open a can of something for a lot of people.
I know.
Out there.
I've been thinking about that, too, with my adopted son and everything. It's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are doing it, and apparently that's what happened. His DNA matched
my sister,
my aunts, and my cousins because they did it. And he actually had a whole file of stuff that his adoptive parents gave him.
Oh, wow.
He always knew he was adopted. He was very loved, and he said he had a fabulous life. He was raised by an amazing group of people.
Thank goodness.
He's this couple who adopted one other child and had another child of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was so loved, and he felt it, and he knew it. And so he didn't really think about this until his adoptive parents passed away in the 90s. And his cousin pushed him to do the Ancestry thing, and he did. And these hits came back. So...
Damn.
Very interesting. And it just, I FaceTimed with them for almost 2 hours a couple of days ago. And my sister, he and my sister just, they just like, we just want to meet as soon as possible. And he's a big bass fisher. So, you know, I say my people came over on a bass boat. So there you go.
funny.
He's going bass fishing in Canada for a week on Friday, but he's like, if there's any way I can come back through Atlanta. I said, just let me know. So it's actually, he's coming back on my sister's birthday.
How crazy.
And I told him, I said, if you fly into Atlanta, she's going to be down in Tybee being a bed and breakfast hostess for my, they're babysitting the B&B.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And so I was like, I'll pick you up and we'll just head down to Tybee and we'll go in and, you know,
it might be as simple as that he wears suspenders. Who knows? Like, it's just weird.
It's just
a clue. It's just, I don't know. But, it's something having to do with those places or that. Yeah, it's just, that's the picture that came in. But I will keep an open channel to this in terms of if there's anything. But that, ask her about suspenders. I'm like, okay. So I did.
We'll do something with that, and we'll kind of tinker with it. But I always thought, you know, I have a lot of psychic friends, and I'm always asking, hey, is my mom coming through? And they're just laughing. They're like, you talk to your mom all the time. Why should we tell you? And I go, I just want validation. Give me validation, you know.
Right.
And I don't really have a lot of questions about it. It is what it is. He and I both were talking and said, you know, we didn't do anything. We didn't do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, yeah, we kind of probably energetically did. And, you know, I don't talk like that sometimes in public, but because it gets a little weird for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I should know that whatever this is, we were meant to find each other. And there's a lot of love. There's a lot of love here. So.
That's beautiful.
On both sides. And he's so excited. You know, he calls me up. He's like, hey, little sister, what are you doing? And I'm like,
oh, how cute.
Little sister.
That's so sweet. No, that's beautiful. And that's beautiful. And that's also source showing you, Anna, that, look at that. That's brother, sister. I mean, it can't be more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your mother saying, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's your mother's. Is her name Ruth? Who's Ruth?
Yep. That's your mom.
Ooh! Ooh, I got the chills. Ooh! Ooh!
Yep.
Okay, because I didn't remember that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's as in your face, that as a way to, oh, God, I'm freezing now. And I was freezing when Lois came in. Oh, my God, I'm so cold. Okay, that's the best, most tactile way for you to start healing. It's the time to heal. I'm also getting that, sorry, caller in the queue, sorry, a new leaf is being turned, or kind of like turning, I'm a city girl, turning the earth, like in the garden, like using a hoe, not, you know, the hoe that I'm thinking about, but turning the breaking ground, turning the earth, working with the fallow ground. I don't speak like this. Working with the earth and turning it over so that it becomes fertile ground. And that's the process of what you're doing. And I'm getting like you got to put your hands in dirt or something. Or did she like to garden? She made us hoe the ground
before she would plant the seeds when we were kids.
Oh my god.
We know all about gardening, honey.
Oh my god. Okay. So thank you for that. And this is a gateway. Like, focus all of your energies and the love and the joy in this new spirit coming in. Because that energy will swap out the sadness and the heaviness and the constraint of linear time with what's happening with your children. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is she's like, baby, you're my children. You're my children.
Yep.
So let's play with that.
Yep.
Okay.
She was all about her kids and For us to not know about him, it must have taken a lot for her because she loved kids. I mean, she had a small nursery, a kids nursery when we were older. I mean, she was fingerprinted and went through these courses and everything just so she could take care of children.
Wow.
And she could have a max of like 5 kids that she could take care of in our home. My brother was in college and I had already moved out, but she had this like little nursery and she took care of kids. She loved kids. And to let one of them go.
Was she a teen mom?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. God bless her.
Yeah. There's my sister who's older, who biologically we have different dads, even though my father raised her.
Right.
And then there was one in front of her who passed away and when she was an infant. So I don't know I don't know the details behind that. I didn't know. And that's just it. I heard things growing up, but I didn't understand
everything. But they didn't talk
about
it.
I didn't understand anything about my sister either until I was older. And then my sister showed me her birth certificate. Yeah. So it's, you know,
Your mom. Oh, I feel so connected to her.
Yeah. She had a rough start.
She sure did.
Yeah. And then Tony, my brother and I, we have a very different experience with my mom, you know, so all of these things, and I know she, as a human being here on this planet, the journey that she was on and that she got to live for 65 years, it had to be, yeah. And, you know, we're like, wow, we feel so very blessed to have Brother Bob. We call him Brother Bob.
Beautiful.
We're so blessed to have Brother Bob in our life. And at the same time, you know, and I told my sister, I said, I know you and Mom had a really not easy time when you were on this planet, when Mom was here. I said, but you got some part of her.
Yes.
I said, Bob didn't get anything. You know, Bob's just now fine. But he's like, he goes, I just feel blessed that I found you guys. I found
That's
my
so
sisters
beautiful.
And I found my little brother.
It's so
and,
beautiful.
And, you know, we told my brother, just like, I always wanted a brother, you know.
Right. That's so cute. But that's great. No, she's just adamant. She's just adamant. And she never, and I'm getting that she never really, when she got dolled up, she did, but she was really mostly, like, all about just making sure that things were just really nice. I see not very long nails, just kind of like nice hands, but very like, okay, where's the dish towel? Cause she's always like drying her hands. Cause she's doing something. She's always doing stuff.
Oh, she used to drive me crazy. My mom, you know, in her younger days, she was like a movie star. She was just beautiful.
Mm.
In the older days, she's mom. I knew her as mom. And yes, very comfy. When she dressed up.
Yep.
But around the house,
that.
She had her little house dresses.
Yep. Yep.
And
yep.
She had beautiful hands. And
yep.
And when she worked with me, her hands would get so, you know, like mine. You know, we're in ink and we're doing things. And I used to buy her, you know, these special gloves that she wore at night, these cotton gloves and special lotion and stuff to put on her hands so that her hands would, you know, be nice and soft. Cause
well, I got the
that,
hands.
But,
yeah. So the hands, I got the hands, like taking care of the hands. Like,
yeah. And my sister, when my sister had dreams right after my mom had passed, she would see mom's hands.
Oh my God.
And,
well, there you go. Okay.
That,
well,
was,
oh, wow.
That was a big thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Girl. Okay. You're scaring me. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay.
So,
this is good.
Cool.
This is good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called in. This is really good.
Me too.
Really good.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, I love you so much.
I love you too.
Oh my God.
You know, it's all going to work out. And I said, we're on this journey. This is it, folks. This is what it's about. It's about the journey. And you're going to have stuff that happens to you, and it's how you're going to be in that space. You know, last night I was very angry. And I'm like, whoa, because I don't get angry.
But you
got to
move through it. You got to just move through it. Just walk through it.
It's a process.
Just walk through it. Feel what you feel. Walk through it. Get to the other side. That's
exactly.
All.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and because you allowed yourself the way Alisa allowed herself to open up when Lois came in,
mm-hmm.
right? Then, boom, mm-hmm. that accelerated the process. The fact that you allowed yourself to feel the anger doesn't mean I'm angry and that's bad and that's lowering my vibration.
Right.
No. It's a journey. And you always know that you're on the journey when you're moving through the conflict.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'm really on the journey. And if you have that Joan of Arc realness, that bravery to just walk through it. I know I walk through the other side. We need this knowledge. Life is dual. So this is why I say it's not all good. It's all useful. It's all useful.
Right. Yes.
It's positive neutral. It's positive neutral. So we're not going to divide good and bad. Let's just walk through this.
Yeah.
And that's why I am spearheading my journey, as debilitating and Russian roulette and scary as it is. I know I need to walk through it. Any other course, it's just going to prolong the outcome.
Yeah.
And I know that as you and Alisa and our listeners and everybody else, when you're stepping through that truth, you're making
mm-hmm.
that investment in you to come out the other side and not repress and negate and drink the Kool-Aid and to buy into the hologram. You're stepping in your truth. And this is why you're getting a return on your investment, because you always will.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. It's a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you got angry, actually.
Oh, yeah. Amy wasn't real thrilled, but, you know.
Well, tell my girl, tell Old Spice, miss you.
Yeah, Old Spice is here. No, and that's another thing, too. Is
hey,
when,
Old Spice girl.
When you have people who, you know, people acknowledge yes, and then they say, you know, I got upset because it's like, don't tell me it's going to be okay right now, because I don't want to hear that.
Well,
I don't want to hear it because I'm in my moment of pissedness. You know,
I am angry right now.
And
you can't hear it. I know right now I can't be touched.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
be like an
exactly.
animal. Like, don't touch me. I've had to, like, literally push off my youngest son off of me, where, like, I know I'm going to be on the verge of a nervous collapse. Don't touch me. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
So
they take that as an offense. And then you have to explain yourself.
No,
and I
no,
said, you know
no,
what?
No, can't.
I don't need to explain
can't.
This. It just,
can't.
It is what it is.
I'm hurting so much, I can't be touched, I can't breathe. How about, is that enough?
Yeah.
I'm hurting so much.
Well, they don't understand that. Though.
No,
you know, and they want
no, they don't.
They want a comfort. They want a comfort.
Of course.
And it's
of
just
course.
Acknowledging them and saying,
yes.
thank you so much. And at this point, right now, you might want to back off because I am not in a good place.
This isn't
and,
cute. No, if you see me on the floor hyperventilating, you might want to get me a glass of water and keep it moving.
It's just, you know, I don't allow it to get into that kind of experience, to be honest with you, because that doesn't serve me.
No,
all
that's
I
bad.
Know is when
I go crazy.
I stand there and just say, you know, I'm angry, and I can be angry in this mode right now, and just allow me to be in this space.
Right.
You know,
just
that's
move
all
through
you
it.
Can do.
Move through it. Just move through
but anyway,
it.
Anyway, so that's my news. Thanks,
Mom. Oh, my
Mom,
God.
For coming
well, Ruth came in.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
So we're two for two.
Yeah.
We're two for two on the air.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm curious about the suspender thing. So let's we'll see if it's just that he wears it, or it has something to do with the place, or whatever.
Well, I know I've seen pictures of him in suspenders for sure.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, then.
But we're trying. He does not know, and we don't know who his biological father is. He's a Caucasian dude. So
yeah, that I knew. Yeah, full on.
Yeah,
full
where,
on.
Yeah.
So it might have been in Indiana or Oregon or one of those places that we talked about. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll see if that rings a bell with either of them. With my brother
yep.
Bob.
Oh my Lord.
My sister.
All
right,
tell
take the next
say,
caller.
Hey,
I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Listening in.
Love to Old Spice.
Love you too.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Okay.
Man,
we have now two more hands raised. So let's do.
Okay,
hey, Lolita. Hello.
Uh-oh. Okay, she might be doing something else. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
One more time.
Because we were talking for...
Hey.
Hi, beautiful.
Hey. What's up, ladies? I was actually talking away, but I found myself on mute.
Oh, you were talking?
Okay.
Yeah, but I had myself on mute. Always me.
Okay.
Girl. Hi,
hey,
honey.
Can I get a message?
Of course
what?
You
hey.
Can. I just pulled it up. Yeah, I'm ready. No music. Just connecting to Lolita's energy. Love you. Love Adam. Love my Atlanta family. Okay. The number associated with this is 416. Okay, here we go. Appreciate free of expectation. Love free of agenda. Aspire free of fear. Remember free of remorse. Release free of shame. Live in grace now.
Dang.
That almost sounds like the Bible. Damn.
<I know.
laughs> Where'd that come from? Yeah. I'll read it one more time. Appreciate free of expectation. Love free of agenda. Aspire free of fear. Remember free of remorse. Release free of shame. Live in grace now, 416.
Well, you know, you've got these even numbers around the one. You know, you got that four, which we know you have also definitely in your workspace, right? That four. What's about? It's about work, and it's about this structure and discipline and a plan. So the thing with a four is that a four may have a good foundation, but it also needs to be adaptable. So releasing helps kind of let that flow rather than holding on because it's supposed to be this. Both of these numbers, both the four and the six, because they're even, tend to be more about how things are supposed to be and like perfect pictures, that type of energy. Because if you do your work, then everything should work out right. That's sort of the mentality behind it. So while they're very comforting and stable numbers, when something does come up, it may throw them for a loop. So this energy, even that message is saying, you know, you have your structure, you have your foundation, you have even the six is about like responsibility and, you know, family and all the feel good, it comes with that. But if you add all those numbers up, it ends up being about the number two, or the 11-2. So it's about also putting yourself in that equation and saying, yeah, is this uneven? Am I just sort of giving, or am I, you know, it's not so much that because I don't think it's that, but the releasing part is really the inner work for the higher self for you. So while you're applying it outwardly, as you've been making some changes for yourself and as such, the dynamics of the relationships have changed. It's also saying how about the you know, acknowledging and seeing where, you know, you've done that for yourself, and you can still flow through. So you're like, it's still about this energy flow. But without kind of feeling ungrounded because of it. Those four and six numbers are very grounding. They can be very grounding just by their very nature. So we're letting go, doing things without feeling stuck is going to be that perfect balance in handling the grounding nature, of the two numbers outside of you. But use it inside for you as well. So as you feel it, you're like, okay, I get it.
And I think you've been doing a really good job with that over the last, gosh, you know, it's been a while. You know, I think you're just on a really good path. Well, it's a beautiful reminder for you, that message of just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And anytime you get hung up, and I think of like these earth signs as sort of those even numbers, you know, that because they're very responsible, you know, they kind of do what we're supposed to be doing. But it can feel almost too heavy and restrictive. So allowing for a flow is exactly what that message is about.
Cool beans. I think you might, that number four is definitely in my work.
Yeah.
I'm actually just like today, like I'm in my store right now, but you're right. I've been working on releasing and I've done a good job to the point where for me to sign a contract with the movie theater across the street with the numbers that they wanted, that I was kind of proud of myself to taking that leap of faith and just doing it and just surrendering. Uh-huh. Don't slow. Yeah. So just like,
good for
okay.
you.
So,
that's good. So
yeah.
Trust. Trust. I mean, that's what that message is.
Yeah. So, yeah, good things are actually happening or have been happening. So it's been pretty cool. I had HGTV out here about 6 weeks ago. So I'm waiting for them to give me a release date. They did a film set here with House Hunters. So that was a
pretty
awesome.
That's so cute.
Yeah, they did. It was a pretty awesome experience. Still waiting for all that to do, and then signing that contract with the movie theater to have my little commercial on there, which is a big thing.
Nice.
So,
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. I had my first great month in April when we're still making numbers that way. So we got a new farmer's market that opened up in April, which is bringing the...
Be better than Walmart.
Whether that... Yeah, well, yeah, we both knew that.
Yeah, we said that. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Good.
Like right
That's
now, I'm
great.
Tired, and I'm just on. Like you're saying, just letting go. I don't ever eat cereal, but damn, I did buy some peanut butter crunch this morning. That shit is really
good
right now.
That is so good. My son eats that, and every once in a while, I'm like, I didn't even just put it like eat it like popcorn. Like I don't even put milk in it sometimes. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's about it. Well, cool.
Great,
I appreciate
darling.
You having me.
Good to hear your voice. Love to you. Love to Adam.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Bye,
darling. Love you.
Bye.
Do we
love
still
you.
Have another caller waiting for us? Because it's over
yeah.
time.
One,
still, okay, let's
one
take it. Let's take
one.
It. Let's take it because they've been waiting patiently.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is it Tessa?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, darling. Good for you.
Oh,
you're making it. You're like,
she's
I see
got some
what
good
she's
stuff
doing.
Happening, too.
She got her little
yeah.
camp situation. She's got her little midriff situation. I see it. I see what she's doing on Instagram. I check on my people. Darling, I know you want a message.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, girl. And I'm so proud of you. You're just doing you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been waiting for a minute, haven't we? All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good
all right.
Stuff. That's some good stuff.
Yes, and,
right.
and you look
you,
you look beautiful. You look you're coming into your own. You look
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Yes, I'm ready. Okay. Okay. The number associated with this message is 323. Simplify the turmoil of inner chaos by focusing on peace, harmony, and source's infinite perspective. This will redirect your path to positivity. Don't we all need to hear that one? Oof.
Yes.
Let me do it again. Simplify the turmoil of inner chaos by focusing on peace, harmony, and source's infinite perspective. This will redirect your path to positivity. 323. And I certainly needed to hear that one because... turmoil's been my middle name lately, so that's. Thank you for picking that message. I'll turn it over to Alisa, 323.
Well, you know that 323. It's very similar in the vibration. It's like you've got these two threes, which is about energy, and it's about the dispersal of energy and how it can get kind of crazy, but it's necessary and it can be exhilarating and fun. That's on either side of this number two, which is about relationships. and how they're supposed to be bridged. You know, two is part of that, is part of that three. You know, you kind of have this whole energy about it. So it's understanding this relationship of energy, both externally and internally. But we couple that with the message, and it says focus on, excuse me, on the harmony, peace, which is all what that number two is about. So as you stay centered, and you have a lot of activity happening around you, and you know, three is also another creative number. There's a lot of activity happening around you. So this, you can use that energy to uplift you. And just pay attention when you start to feel a little tired, then just pay attention to that and say, okay, I can still do all the tools that I know I can use, all the techniques I know I can use just to help yourself out. Because this is a different game for you. Like you're in such a different place from where you were even a year ago, where you're still doing your art, but it's on a different level and you're actually dealing with groups of people now. And it's just a whole different level for you. So understanding this energy flow, as much energy as you put into your art, and as much energy that then gives off to people who see it and appreciate it, think about that relationship, and also apply it to not only this project, but just who you are now. You're understanding that flow of energy. And as long as you're keeping yourself, you know, energized, essentially you're unstoppable. But when things do slow you down, it's a little different. You just pay attention to you, and again, focus on that. You know, the peace and the harmony, and you know, source has got your back. It's a very, very strong message, and it equals an eight, by the way. So there's a lot of power in that, in what you've been manifesting, in what you're experiencing, in what you're accomplishing right now. So congratulations to you. Very proud.
Thank you. it has been with everything that I'm doing right now. Like, I get like some moments where I just feel like overwhelmed. Like,
overwhelmed,
oh,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like,
but you're owning your stuff, and like what we were saying with Anna, it's like just walk through it. Walk through it.
Yes.
That's part of the process. It's the conflict. You know, you're on the journey when you're feeling the conflict.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that tells you you're on track.
I've never been through before, so, yeah.
Well, the truth will set you free. Hello. Yeah.
But thank you, ladies. Thank
All right,
you
love you.
For the message.
Keep up the good work.
Love you guys, too.
All
thank
right,
you.
Honey. Talk to you
love
soon.
Y'all.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, so we'll sign off. Wow, what a great show. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Very, very therapeutic, so I appreciate y'all. So, if you guys would like to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Love you guys so much, and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.